This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian troops are recapturing towns east of Kyiv, and Russian forces who had been trying to seize the capital are falling back on overextended supply lines, Britain said on Friday. One of the strongest indications yet of a shift in momentum in the war. A month into their assault, Russian troops have failed to capture any major Ukrainian city. Russian troops instead have been bombarding, encircling, and besieging Ukrainian cities, laying waste to residential areas, and driving around a quarter of the 44 million population from their homes. Battle lines near Kyiv have been frozen for weeks, with Russian armored columns threatening the capital from the northwest and the east. But in an intelligence update on Friday, Britain described a Ukrainian counteroffensive that has pushed Russians far back in the east. Officials in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol say about 300 people died in last week's airstrike on a theater being used as a bomb shelter. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The post on the city government Telegram channel cites eyewitnesses for the toll of about 300. It was not immediately clear whether emergency workers had finished excavating the site or how the eyewitnesses arrived at the horrific death toll. When the theatre was struck, an enormous inscription reading "Children" was posted outside in Russian, intending to be visible from the skies above. Soon after the strike, Ukraine's Human Rights Commissioner said more than 1,300 people had been sheltering in the building. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Again, officials there are saying about 300 people died in last week's airstrike on the theater. This is VOA News. The United States and the European Commission have just announced a new partnership to reduce Europe's reliance on Russian energy. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden, before leaving Brussels, announces a deal with the European Commission to increase the U.S. supplies of liquefied natural gas.
15 billion cubic meters of liquefied natural gas, LNG, for Europe this year.
It's part of the effort to take away energy profits from Russia, but also
the catalyst that will drive the investments we need to double down on our clean energy goals and accelerate progress toward our net zero emissions future.
Helping Europe switch from fossil fuels to renewable energy sources. I'm Jackie Quinn.
5 days after the crash of a passenger jet in mountainous southern China, the disaster cause remains a mystery while the search for the plane's second black box continues. Hundreds of people, many in white hazmat suits, comb the impact zone and a much larger debris field along steep slopes for bits of the wreckage and the belongings and body parts of the 132 on board who perished in the crash. Persistent rain has frustrated the task. The remote location requires the use of dogs and hand tools, including metal detectors often seen at airports. The China Eastern Boeing 737-800 left a 65-foot deep hole when it fell from the sky Monday. North Korea says it test-fired its biggest yet intercontinental ballistic missile under the orders of leader Kim Jong-un, who vowed to continue expanding his nuclear arsenal while preparing for what he called a long-standing confrontation with the United States. The North disclosed the test details a day after the militaries of South Korea and Japan said they detected an ICBM launch in North Korea's first long-range test since 2017. There was a self-imposed moratorium where North Korea tried to get U.S.-led sanctions lifted through diplomacy, but those efforts stalled in 2019. The U.S. imposed harsh sanctions in response to Thursday's launch and requested an open Security Council meetings that's anticipated Friday. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian troops are recapturing towns east of Kyiv, and Russian forces who had been trying to seize the capital are falling back on overextended supply lines, Britain said on Friday. One of the strongest indications yet in a shift of momentum in the war, but they're now saying in Mariupol that up to 300 people may have died last week and an airstrike on a theater being used as a bomb shelter. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.